decent little comedy drama with an interesting and bold premise that loses itself a bit in the third act with a wacky twist of sorts that doesn't ruin the film, but definitely takes it down a few notches due to its shoehorned pointlessness that doesn't add anything to the plot beyond a few scenes of tension and a ticking clock scenario that requires our main character to act impulsively in order for the film to end. For an otherwise mostly grounded story, The Decision 2. Spoilers. Include the bit with the car pileup near the end. End spoilers. Comes out of nowhere, to the point where it feels like it would better belong in a different movie entirely. It was the only thing that broke the spell of the otherwise straightforward world this movie establishes, which, given its subject matter, is sort of saying something. I also didn't buy how. Spoilers. His friend was ultimately willing to single-handedly take the fall for the accident when 1, it wasn't really his fault and 2, he didn't have any reason to do so, particularly since the film already established him as not being averse to lying early on with the whole fake army uniform bit. Not to mention 3, he didn't seem to like our main character all that much to begin with. End spoilers. So what gives? Why the sudden loyalty? I also didn't understand why the filmmakers felt the need to include it at all. The film was starting to reach its natural conclusion anyway, it didn't need this extra push off the side of a narrative cliff to get there. Very unnatural. Beyond that, it's a pretty good film, funny, well acted, especially considering most of these people aren't trained actors, I don't think, save the main character, who is also good here, whoever he is. I especially liked how the film never tells you what to think about any of these characters, choosing instead to let them be who they are and leaving the judgment up to you. There are no scenes of characters breaking down and acknowledging their flaws, at least not honestly, or scenes of them coming to any kind of realizations about their behavior or preaching to the audience directly or indirectly about the morality of what's going on around them. Nope. You just see people as they are, behaving in whatever ways have worked for them over the years, for good or, as is often the case, ill. This filmmaker has made a career so far out of depicting the lives of some of the worst, trashiest, least moral people imaginable, succeeding where many before him have failed through, in part, the delicate, non-judgmental manner he depicts them. There is nothing redeeming about our main character, he is selfish, impulsive, sleazy, and utterly self-serving, yet he rarely comes off as anything but sympathetic here. You're never not on his side, even when he's seducing a high school girl less than half his age and manipulating her to try to reinvigorate his career. That's no easy feat, especially when it's done in such an entertaining and often comical manner like it is here. The only other issue I had with this film is the forced anti-Trump commentary, depicted via images on television's characters watched throughout. Yes, we get it, Trump was an evil bad orange man who did unspeakable things to the country and the world and humanity as a whole during his time in office, that's why we all now live in shacks lined along the outskirts of bombed-out, irradiated cities along both coasts. But this is a comedy about a washed-up douchebag porn star with a large penis, okay? And your commentary about Trump, a man who is no longer even in office, instantly dates the film, especially since it has absolutely nothing to do with the plot and none of the characters even remotely talk about anything related to him or politics at any point. Keep the goddamn present-day political commentary out of films if you want them to have any kind of shelf life, please. Overall, decent film. A few flaws, but still an entertaining watch.